A class action lawsuit filed this week seeks to stop federal immigration agents from re-detaining people at immigration check-ins. WHYY's Emily Neal has more.
Attorneys from the ACLU of Pennsylvania and other law firms argue that the Philadelphia ICE Field Office and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security are unlawfully re-detaining people at routine ICE check-ins. A longstanding policy prevented officers from re-arresting and re-detaining someone who had previously been released from ICE custody, unless there was a change indicating that person was either a danger to society or a flight risk. An ICE spokesperson said in a statement to WHYY News on Wednesday that the agency does not comment on pending litigation. In a statement, Vanessa Stein, a senior staff attorney at the ACLU of Pennsylvania, said that since the Philadelphia ICE field office rescinded that policy in the middle of 2025, more than 200 people have been rearrested there, despite no material change in their circumstances. The lawsuit argues that the policy change came after President Donald Trump's administration set a quota of 3,000 immigration arrests per day in May of last year. Emily Neal, WHYY News.